Hey y'all, this is just going to be a quick lesson over simple math stuff that could help you pass the ASVAB. So first I'm going to start with multiplication, and this is 487 times 66. It seems like it's difficult, but it's not. So first you'll do 6 times 7, which is 42. So you'll put that 2 and you'll carry that 4. Then you'll do 6 times 8, which is 48, plus 4 is 52, so you put that 2 and you'll carry that 5. And then you'll do 6 times 4, which is 24, plus 5 is 29. And now you just have to put that placeholder, and then now you gotta move to this number. So 6 times 7 is 42, you put that 2, you carry that 4. 6 times 8 is 48, plus 4 is 52, so you put that 2. And carry that 5. 6 times 4 is 24, plus 5 is 29. And now you have this, you just have to add it together. So 2 plus nothing is still 2. 2 plus 2 is 4. 9 plus 2 is 11. So you put that 1, carry that 1. 9 plus 2 is 11, plus that 1 is 12. So you put that 2 and you carry that 1. 1 plus 2 is 3. So the answer should be 5 times 1 is 5. 5 times 0 is 0. 5 times 0 is still 0. 5 times 4 is 20. You put that placeholder. 5 times 1 is 5. 5 times 0 is 0. 5 times 0 is 0. And 5 times 4 is 20. Now you just have to add this together. So 5 plus nothing is 5. 5 plus 0 is still 5. 0 plus 0 is 0. 0 plus 0 is 0. 0 plus 2 is 2. And 2 plus nothing is still 2. So let's talk about how do we place the decimal. So you see the decimal in this this number is moved over once and twice. And it's only moved over once with this number. So 1, 2, 3. So now we have to move the decimal place over 1, 2, 3 spaces. And the answer would be 220.055. And this will be your answer right here. Now let's get into dividing. Dividing is kind of the same as multiplication, but the reverse. So let's try to see how many times can 5 go into 9. 5 can go into 9 one time. 1 times 5 is 5. And then you subtract that 9 minus 5. 9 minus 5 is 4. You bring down that 6. How many times can 5 go into 46? It can go in there 9 times. And then 9 times 5 is 45, so 45, and then you have to subtract, and that'll be 1. And then you would have to bring down that 7. So how many times can 5 go into 17? It can go in there 3 times. And 5 times 3 is 15, so I'm going to just write that to the side. 17 minus 15, and that'll get you 2. And now you have to bring that 0 down over here. So that'll be 20. How many times can 5 go into 20? It can go in there 4 times. So with this number, the decimal place is moved over 1, 2, 3. And it isn't moved over on this number. So we just have to move it over 1, 2, 3 spaces. And the answer should be 1.934. Let's get into this problem right here. How many times can 2 go into 8? It can go in there 4 times. 2 times 4 is 8, so you put that 8 down and then you subtract, and that'll get you 0. So you can just bring this 3 down. How many times can 2 go into 3? 2 can go into 3 one time. 1 times 2 is 2, and you subtract and you would get 1. You can bring down this 4. How many times can 2 go into 4? It can go in there 7 times. 2 times 7 is 14, so 14 minus 14 is 0. You can bring down this 2. How many times can 2 go into 2? 2 can go into 2 one time. You see decimal places moved over 1, 2, three times. It's not moved over on this number, so you just have to move the decimal place back over 1, 2, 3. And answer should be 4.171. Let's get into fractions, and then this will be the last thing that we talked about. So adding fractions, since the fractions has the same denominator, which is the bottom, the top is the numerator, the bottom is the denominator. You don't have to do anything. You keep that denominator, which is 6, and then you just add across the top, which is 4 plus 1 is 5. So the answer would be 5 over 6. But the second one, they don't have the same denominator, so now we have to find common denominators. This is a 6 and this is a 3. The closest common denominator to 6 and 3 is 6. So we can keep that 1 over 6. And then we can just multiply this 3 by 2. So times 2 and that'll get 6. And then times 2 at the top and that'll get 2. So 2 over 6. And now you have 2 over 6 plus 1 over 6. And that is equal to 3 over 6. With multiplying, you just multiply straight across. So 1 times 2, that's 2. And 4 times 4 is 16. So 2 over 16. If that can be simplified, then you can simplify that, which this can be simplified. So you can divide this by 2 and you can divide this by 2. And that will get you 1 over 8. So now we're getting into dividing. We were just at multiplying, but now we're going to get into dividing fractions. So when you're dividing fractions, you keep the first number, which is 1 over 5, and then you flip the second number and multiply, so times 8, because this is 1 over 5 divided by 5 over 8, so times 8 over 5, and that would get you 1 times 8 is equal to 8, and 5 times 5 is 25. And that is really how you do dividing fractions. You keep the first one, flip the second one. I really hope this was helpful. This was requested by one of my followers. Just some simple multiplying, dividing, and fractions. A lot of people say that they struggle with that. So if you can get these basics down, you can solve really any problem on the ASVAB. I really hope this helped. And if y'all have any questions, any comments, any requests, please leave them, because I don't know what y'all need help with if y'all never tell me. I'm so sorry that this video is so long, by the way.